The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Mechaber Sefer Gvul Rishonim on Erevin, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Erevin Daf Memchef. Before discussing a case which we had at the end of our Mishnah Daf Memhei, of shalosh chatzeres, three courtyards, that psuchos zulazu, they're open to each other, and they're also psuchos l'rishus harabim. Each one is independently open to the rishus harabim, so they could each go out to rishus harabim without having to go through the other ones. And the middle one had an erev chatzeres, which with each of the two outer ones separately, and therefore the middle one is mutter to carry in and out of the two outer ones and their batim and their houses, and the same applies the two outer ones towards the middle one. However, the two outer ones are also to each other. That means the keli that star Shabbos, something that star Shabbos inside a house in one of the outer ones, cannot be brought all the way to the other outer chatzer, and vice versa. And the Gemara is bothered by us in Daf Memches that if the two outer ones are each ma'arav with the middle one and the erev nar together, so that should automatically put everyone all together. It should join them all together. And the Gemara says that either the two erevin, the pas, let's say in our days the backs of matzahs that we use for the erev chatzeres, for each of these two separate Erevin is being kept in the two outer ones. That means the Erev between A and B is being kept in the Chatzar, or in the house actually, in the Chatzar of A, and the Erev between B and C is being kept inside the house in the Chatzar C. So A and C do not join together at all. That thing Morris has a different tarot, that it could be that the pas, the bread, the box of matzahs for the Erev is all being kept in a house in the Chatzar B, in the middle of Chatzar. However, it's not being kept in one house, but it's actually being kept in two separate houses. And the Gemara says that even Beis Hillel, who holds that, or of the opinion, that the Erev, when they join together and make an Erev, a bunch of houses, they get joined together and make an Erev, let's say they each give a matzah. Nowadays, we usually take one box of matzahs, or mazak everyone, we give everyone a chalik in the box, in the matzahs. But let's say, the way it was done in former years, that everyone donated a pass, or everyone donated a matzah. So the Bisham Beis Hillel HaMachlekes, if you could put the matzah in two separate kelim, let's say there's six houses there, or five houses the Brisa discusses, and three of the matzahs are in one keli, two are in the other. So according to Bishamah, it's not good. According to Bishamah, it is good. However, the Gemara says that Bishamah agrees that in two separate houses it can't be. If it's split between two separate houses, that's already a split, and that can't be. And the Gemara in Daf Mem Tes is going to say that Shmuel, or Yudah Mishmuel, has a memory, makes a statement that splitting an Erev is a problem altogether. Chalik is a ruva. If someone splits up his Erev in an Erev, it's not good. And the Gemara says that he's not trying to go like Bishamah, of course, but he's going even like Bishamah. Because Bishamah just means that if the Erev is too much, let's say the keli that's being put in is too much, it can't fit all the pas that was donated, that was given by all the different homeowners or residents of that chotzer, so then they could put some of it in the second keli. However, if it's not enough to fill up one keli, they can't just decide to split into two different kelim. The whole Erev Chatzeres must be placed in one hat, in one keli. It must be placed in the same keli, in one box, in one keli. If it doesn't fit in one keli, it may be placed in a second keli, provided, as our Gemara says, provided that it's all in one house. So we now have that law of Chelik Zeruvai, that whenever it contributes towards the Erev, it must be placed all in one keli, in one box. If it does not fit in that box, like Mishlo, which will obviously be Paskin like, it can be placed part of it, which doesn't fit in the first box, can be placed in the second box, provided that it's all being kept in the same house. Erev Chatzeres may not be left outside in the Chatzar, it must be kept in the Bais in the Chatzar, one of the houses in the Chatzar, and as long as it's all in one house, that is fine. But if it all fits into one Keli, it all must be placed in one Keli. Now, there's a Shuvah of the Chacham Tzvi in Simen Kufiyot Beis in Shuvah Chacham Tzvi, which is quoted by the Shari Shuvah in Simen Shin Samach Vov, Sif Talad, as well as many other Paiskim. And in this Shuvah, the Chacham Tzvi says that when he came, he became a Rav in the city of Hamburg, in Germany, where he was a Rav, he found that there was some sort of a minug to put a chalas lechem, to put, let's say, a challah or a matzah of Erev Chatzeres in all the shuls in the city. And he decries this minhag. He would say he was meichah b'davar. He protested against it. He made them stop. He says because you're not allowed to split the Erev of one chotzer into two different houses, two different buildings. So it seems around the whole Hamburg, or at least around the whole Jewish community or the ghetto in Hamburg, there was one Erev, and there was one Erev chotzer should have made for the whole thing. And he was very upset that he found they're splitting up the Erev and putting it in all different shuls in the city instead of having everything in one place, in one shul in the city. And he says it's a problem of chaylik eseruva, splitting the Erev. Rather, they have to make one Erev and put it in one shul. He says they split the biggest shul, the one central shul which everyone has a part in it, and they should not hang up any pass for the purpose of Erev in any of the shuls, not even to remind anyone about the concept of Erev, because people might make a mistake and think that you're allowed to be chalik tzruva, that you're allowed to split up the Erev. Now, the Beis Meir over here in Shin Samach Vav Sif Dalin, he is chalik, he disagrees with the Chacham Tzvi, and he says that the problem of chalik tzruva is only if one person's pass is in one shul. Let's say some people get passed, they put it in one shul. People who dab in a different shul, they put their pass, they put their, it says, they put some bread in a different shul. Everyone puts their bread or their matzah or their slice of bread that they're donating, everyone puts it in their shul and split up to all the various shuls in the city. But the case that he discusses, it seems what was common in his days, in the times of the Beis Meir, is that someone went around and collected flour from everybody, and then they baked challahs. And now they put some of the challahs split up in all different shuls. He says, not a problem, because the kamach, the flour, is mixed up. And every loaf of bread, every challah, has some kamach, has some flour from each house. That means that in every shul, they have some mishtasbah, some participation from all the residents of the city. So even if the Erev, they baked five challahs, and they have one challah each of the five shuls in the city, but every challah has kamach from each person. The idea, the problem of chelkes ruva is it's split up. That, let's say, you and I live in the same chatzer, and my kemach, or my pass, my challah, is in one building, so one house, so one shul, and yours is in a different one. But here, each shul had in it from every person, because every person donated kemach, donated flour, and it was in each and every single shul. That's what the Beis Meir says. And he says, therefore, if they take the pass of the Eruv, and they mezakeh each person, and each person has a chilek in it, then they can split up and put it in different houses, because each person, let's say we take a box of matzahs, or mezakeh everyone a chilek in the box of matzahs, and each person has a small chilek, a small ownership in each of the matzahs, then the Beis Meir says it would not be a problem to split it up into different houses, to put different slices of matzah into different houses, or into different shuls. The Chaz Nish, there's in Hilchos Erev, and Siman Tzadi, Sifkan Chav Ches, he concurs with the Shita of the Beis Meir, and he says that the Shaar Tshuva quotes the Chacham Tzvi as saying that if they put two Erevin in two different shuls, it's a problem, it's worse than putting into two Kalim, it's like putting into two houses, and it's not good, even like Basilo, it's not a kosher Erev. And the Chaz Nish says that this problem of putting in two Kalim or putting in two houses is only if there are 10 people living there, and they put five of the residents put their slice of bread into one Kali, and the five other ones put a different Kali or into a different house. But if everyone has a chilek in everything, if everyone owns a part of everything, and then they decide to split it up and put it down in different places, that's not a problem. This is the tain of the Beis Meir and the Chaz Nish, why they feel the Chacham Tzvi's problem is not a valid problem. Now, there's another reason why many argue on the Chacham Tzvi, and they say that once there's one Erev made, which is a kosher Erev, which put in, let's say, in the big shul, which everyone has a part, everyone has a membership in that shul, then it doesn't make a difference if other Erevin are made as additional Erevin. The Shimon Sefer and the Shal Tzuvah Zeris B'tshuva, he quotes a lashon from the Afla. He says, the Afla says, Tamhani, that it bothers me very much, my mazik shnei Erevin. What was the Chacham Tzvi's problem? Why is it damage us? Why is it bothers us of the two Erevin? He says that it would be wonderful if there would be a separate Erev made in every house, because the concept of an Erev is everyone has a partnership, everyone has some deer and some residence in the house of which the Erev is kept. So he says that if you make one Erev in one house, and then you make additional Erev and put them in additional houses, so everyone has a partnership, and everyone has some chelik, some ownership, and some residence in each of the houses, so then what would be the problem? He says maybe not to make a bracha about it, the problem bracha latola on the second and third Erevin. But once one kasha Erev is made, there's nothing, no harm done on making additional Erevin. In addition to that. Now some are so sure of this taina of the Hafla, that he's right, that they say the Chacham Tzvi must have been talking about a case where they collected and they made one Erev, and then they split it up into different houses or into different shuls. But if they made one Erev, one perfect Erev, and they put it into a big shul, and then additional Erevin were also made by the Gabam in the different shuls, it can't be that the Chacham Tzvi would have a problem with that. It doesn't make sense. This is said by the Beis Shlomo and the end of Tshuva and Yerdeya, the Eish Lavram from Bachach, also over here in Shin Tam Avav, says that it can't be the Chacham Tzvi meant such a thing. They said maybe the Chacham Tzvi had a problem that people were making, would have a problem, people would make brachos on the additional Erevin. But if the Chacham Tzvi would have a problem with the additional Erevin themselves, that can't be. That would not be the problem of the Chacham Tzvi. The Eish Lavram says that there's a Taz in Simashin Samaches, Sivkan Dalad, who discusses a problem that they used to make one communal Erev Chatzeres for the whole year. And apparently the Messias was, the facts were in those days, that the matzah, which was being used for the Erev Chatzeres, would get rotten, and to reach the point that it's not royal achila, it's not edible. And for the latter part of the year, the Erev Chatzeres that everyone was depending on was actually not kosher because it wasn't edible. And therefore the Taz recommends that each person should make in their own house a lechem, a challah for Erev Chatzeres, every single Erev Shabbos. He says not to make a brach on it. And he says this way, either way you're good, because if the first Erev is in place, so the second one is nothing, you never made a brach on it. It could be just a regular challah that you can eat on Shabbos. And if the first Erev is ruined, the second Erev, the backup Erev that you made, could be good. And the Eish Lavram says that we see from the Taz that there's no problem with making a backup Erev, and it cannot be able to see without any. So we take any issue with this. However, if you look in the Sefer Mor of Tzia, which is written by Yaakov Emden, who's actually the son of the Chacham Tzvi, and Simashim Samachas, when he brings the Taz, he says very clearly that someone's making a back of Erev a backup Erev must be very careful to do Al Tanai. He should speak out. He should specify that he's only doing it on condition. That if the first Erev is ruined, the one that's kept in the shul, then he wants his Erev to be valid. But if the first Erev is still in working condition, it's still Roy L'Achila, it's still edible, then he does not want his Erev to be valid. He must speak out this condition, because otherwise, if he does not speak out this condition, then if the first Erev is still good, it will come out that two Erevim being made in one city, in one area, and that would possibly, that would make the whole Erev ruined. So he said the Mark Tzir of Yaakov Emden, he saw this Taz, and he said that the Taz means the same way you shouldn't make a bracha on your Erev, you should be careful to make it tonight, to make such a condition. But without such a condition, you would have the Chacham Tzvi's problem, the problem that his father has in the Shuvah Chacham Tzvi. The Aruch HaShulchan, the end of Shin Samaches, when he mentions the Taz, it says actually in brackets there, but the Aruch HaShulchan, he mentions the Taz's idea of making a backup Erev, he just speaks out, he says they should make an Erev out tonight, Erev on condition. That if the Erev that's kept in the Shul is not good, then you should be an Erev. And if the Erev in the Shul is good, you don't want yours to be an Erev. You see, he also has this problem of having two Erev in one city. And if one looks carefully inside the Chacham Tzvi, it seems pretty clear that's what was going on. They're having separate additional Erevin. It wasn't one Erev, like those who say the Chacham Tzvi must have been talking about that they had one Erev, they're splitting up into all different places. There's one kosher Erev in the big shul, and then there are additional Erevin being made. They're making with brachas, the Chacham Tzvi says it's a bracha batala. But it's clear the Chacham Tzvi takes issue with the additional Erevin themselves, not just with the bracha. The Shari Tshuva, who is the one who quoted the Chacham Tzvi in the Shulchan Aruch and Shin Samach Vav, he says that the Mekar Baruch Katan for Baruch Weisel, he comes to argue and says it's a good idea to have a backup Eruv, and the Shari Tshuva himself says not to be semich, not to depend on him, and he says that we have to be chesh with the Chacham Tzvi, they should only make one Eruv and hang up at the biggest shul in the city. He doesn't say that when they make the second Eruv, they should just be careful to make it tonight, they speak out tonight like the Moruch Tzir says. But presumably, if there would be a Tanai, he would agree with it. But it seems very clear that Chacham Tzvi took issue not just with making one Erev and splitting up into different buildings and different shuls, but any time that the two Erev are made in the same chotzer, unless one speaks out Tanai, this is a fundamental problem of Chalik Yisruva, and according to Chacham Tzvi, it would be possible. Now we have a big Chalik Zacharinim now, whether we have to worry about the problem of the Chacham Tzvi. On the one hand, we said that the Beis Meir and the Chazon Ish, they argue with the whole principle of the Chacham Tzvi, they hold as long as every person is represented in every place where the Erev is kept, that is fine. We have those who say that there's nothing wrong with making a backup Erev. We have the Bishlema and the Ishlavram and the Haflal who say like that. We also have those who definitely are concerned with the Chacham Tzvi's problem. Rabbi Yaakov Emden, his son, and the other Achanim we said over here, the Asarius B'Tshuv himself, and then says that one has to be careful and to do like the Chacham Tzvi. The Maram Shikhan B'Tshuv also says that we don't have the right to Machriya to decide not like the Chacham Tzvi. And therefore, if one makes a second Erev, he must be very careful to do it out tonight, to do it on condition that the first Erev is possible. And if he doesn't do that, he's ruining the Erev Chatzir for everybody, and no one is allowed to carry from any of the houses out into the Chatzir, out into the courtyard, or into the communal area which has an Erev. Any city, any neighbor which has an Erev, they would then have to be careful to make sure that only one Erev Chatzir is made, and no private person is allowed to make another Erev Chatzir for everybody, unless he was careful to do it on condition, only out tonight, only on the tzad, that the first Erev is possible. Now what does Mishnah Berurah hold about all this? So Mishnah Berurah over here in some Shin Samach Vav Sif Dal, where the Shari Tshuva is found, he also brings Shari Tshuva v'shem Chacham Tzvi, he says in brackets, and when he quotes it, he says that therefore, the Erev Shemanichim of Beisak Nesses, which they put in the shul, Ba'ad Kol Ir, for all the people in the city, Yesh Tizor, they should be careful about that Erev, Shalel Anichoy, Rak Beisak Nesses Achas, they should only put it in one shul, they should pick for this the biggest shul in the city. He's talking about that one Erev that they make, they should be careful to put it all in the shul, they should not split it up between different shuls. He does not seem to understand that Chacham Tzvi is having a problem with making a second Erev, a third Erev, additional Erev in. And he doesn't say that when you make additional Erev in, you have to do it tonight. In fact, in Shin Samaches, when he quotes the Taz, he quotes the Taz the way the Taz says it, that one should, if there is an Erev being made for the whole year, and one has reason to believe that it might not survive the year, it might become possible during the year, one should make a backup Erev at home on every Erev Shabbos. And he does not say that one should do it out tonight, and one should do it on condition. In fact, the end of Shin Samach Vav, in Bir Alocha, when he discusses making such an Erev, a backup Erev, he says be careful not to make a bracha on it. Obviously, someone's making an Erev out of nine, he's speaking out that he's only making an Erev on the worry, on the chashash, that the communal Erev is possible. But if the communal Erev is kosher, he does not want his Erev to be valid at all. Such a person would obviously not make a bracha, because if the communal Erev is valid, he does not want to make an Erev. It's clear that the Mishnah Berurah, it seems to be pretty clear, the Mishnah Berurah understood the task, but was not speaking out tonight, he's just making his own backup Erev. And Mishnah Berurah is saying not to make a bracha. He says, not worthwhile to make a bracha on it, because even though it's good to make such a backup Erev, like the idea of the Taz, the suggestion of the Taz, one should not make a bracha, because it could be the communal Erev is kosher, and then his Erev is unnecessary. But it does not seem that he feels it's important to speak out that if the communal Erev is kosher, one wants his Erev not to be valid, because Mr. Burr is not of the opinion that if there's an additional Erev, a second Erev being made in the Chotzer, or in this area, it would ruin, it would hassle the whole area of Chatzeres that was made, and no one would be allowed to carry from the houses out onto the streets, out into the, around to the Chatzer. So therefore, we are, in conclusion, in summation, it would seem that it's definitely advisable that when there's an area being made in a neighborhood, there should be one person in charge to make the area of Chatzeres. He should do it properly, he should take a box of matzahs, and mizanka for everybody, keep it in one place, the best place. If it's possible, if it has all the other conditions, the best place to keep it is somewhere in the building of the shul. Everyone should know where it is. It should be accessible to everyone. Not that anyone actually plans on necessarily taking from it during the year, but it should be accessible theoretically if anybody would want to take from it. And then there's Kosh Erev Chatzeres. It is not advisable for anyone to make any additional Erev Chatzeres with the box of matzahs. If someone has reason to believe that the communal Erev might not be kosher for whatever reason and doesn't want to take a chance, he may privately make an Erev Chatzeres and with the box of matzahs and find someone through which to mezake it to everyone, to give everyone a part of it. He should not make a bracha. And not only that, it is preferable, he should do like the Aruch HaShulchan says, they speak out tonight that he's only doing this if the communal Erev is not kosher. However, one must not walk around worried that maybe there are some private people out there who are assigned to make their own back of Erev and they are neglecting to make it tonight, because even if one, there is someone out there who makes a back of Erev and he did not remember to speak out tonight, a condition that he only wants his Erev to be valid if the communal one is not valid, still there are many Achrenim who hold it's kosher l'chatchila, like the opinion of the Hafla and the Bishlema and the Ishlaram and the Bismari and the Chazanish take issue with the very problem of the Chachma Tzvi, and it seems pretty clear the Mishnah Berurah agrees to their opinion, and therefore although l'chatchila is best for one to be careful not to bump into the Chachma Tzvi's problem, but yeah, if it was done, one doesn't have to worry about it, one could continue carrying the rest of Shabbos if this problem was discovered in the middle of Shabbos. It is something that's worth being machban l'chatchila, but Ladina, we would not say that possible the air of the entire neighborhood.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halachic Services or Consultations, or to present a Shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.